We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Velkommen, gentle viewers. Velkommen means welcome in Norwegian, a language spoken by about 5 million people, mainly in Norway. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU Band and Intersat 10 C Band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C Band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica,
Teleran Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, women in Nepal join together to support justice in their communities. In health news, a Japanese study shows that music and laughter can help lower blood pressure. In animal news, Floyd Henry, a canine in the United States, provides an early detection of breast cancer. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 8, is Mother's Day in many countries around the world. It is a special time to honor mothers for their enduring, unconditional love, support, and tender care. Gifts expressing appreciation are given to moms on this delightful day. Our heartfelt gratitude, beautiful mothers throughout the world, for your steadfast devotion. We also thank our Mother Earth for her life-sustaining offerings freely shared with all inhabitants. May heaven richly bless every mother, both human and animal, with a joyful Mother's Day in the loving company of cherished ones. Please tune in for our Mother's Day special programs on enlightening entertainment and a journey through aesthetic realms today.
During the 2008 Moon Festival, in tender memory of her sweet mother, Supreme Master Ching Hai prepared a special Alexis or Vietnamese vegan feast to share with viewers on Supreme Master Television's A Gift of Love. She movingly expressed her heartfelt wishes on this occasion.
I wish your parents healthy, happy, and having a very, very filial and good, virtuous children who make them proud. Enjoy your parents for me. I love them also because they are good. They are the best friends that we can have in this physical life. Cook something, I think you will remember your mom, how she used to take care of you with all her unconditional love, like the way my mother did. We can never honor our parents enough. We can never love our parents enough, respect them, honor them, obey them as much as you can.
Flying news. Recovery efforts continue in Japan. In addition to the nearly 25,000 either confirmed, perished, or listed as missing, an incalculable number of people are still unaccounted for from the March 11 disaster. On Friday, May 6, Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko visited the badly hit Iwate Prefecture to offer comfort and encouragement to some of the 130,000 evacuees residing yet in shelters.
At the damaged Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, operator Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, continues efforts to bring the facility under control. TEPCO increased the amount of cooling water being pumped into the number one reactor, where a newly installed ventilation system is reportedly working well. Meanwhile, on Thursday, at a briefing in Vienna, Austria, the International Atomic Energy Agency stated that the post-disaster radioactive water leaked from the Fukushima plant could reach the west coast of North America in 1 to 2 years. This serves to remind us that the Chernobyl site is still radioactive 25 years after the disaster.
Meanwhile, in central Japan, due to high risk of a powerful earthquake in the coming decades, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan on Friday asked that the Hamaoka nuclear power plant be closed. He assured that despite the shutdown, the government would work to maintain power supplies.
In the USA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is investigating an accidental release of radioactive tritium from the Grand Gulf Nuclear Station in Mississippi into the Mississippi River last week. Meanwhile, the operator of the Kozloduy nuclear plant in Bulgaria announced on Thursday that all control rods and their casings at one reactor were being replaced, following the discovery of cracks in many of the protective casings. This is the second such incident at the facility in the past year. In Switzerland, the Federal Nuclear Safety Inspectorate, or ENSI, ordered safety reviews at the country's four nuclear power plants, with a finding of weaknesses but no immediate danger to the population.
Our thankfulness, Japanese and global governments, personnel and individuals working to ensure the welfare of the public. We pray that all people may soon live in comfort and safety as humanity's kinder lifestyles help restore the purity of the earth.
My friends are living in Fukushima City, worrying about radiation. So when I think of them, it's really tough. I would like to see a change in energy policy.
Storms claim lives in southern Cambodia. On Monday, May 2nd, an intense rainstorm in Samrong District of Takeo Province destroyed 12 homes and damaged over 40 others, with two people sustaining minor injuries. The Red Cross provided 57 families whose homes were damaged with relief supplies, including clothing, blankets, tents, mats, and rice. In neighboring Kanda Province, lightning in Loak Dek District claimed the lives of an expectant mother and her husband on Wednesday, although their 6-year-old daughter survived. To the west in Kampot Province, a 13-year-old boy also succumbed to lightning in Mias District.
Upon hearing of these losses, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her sorrowful love and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is required. Saying that funds for urgent needs are available, she asked that they also go if possible to comfort the most vulnerable, including those who lost loved ones. With our appreciation for the kind assistance of the Red Cross, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. Our prayers that such disasters may be minimized as humanity's greater benevolence helps stabilize the ecosystem.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
out. As people across the globe continue to demand basic human rights and freedoms, along with greater government participation, they gather in solidarity for protests in nations that include Khao Lak or Vietnam, Bahrain, China, Jordan, Palestine, Tunisia, Turkey, and Yemen.
Reuters stated that as of Friday, May 6th, the OLFC's or Vietnamese government sealed off a region where a group of ethnic Hmong in the country's northwest had been protesting for days, calling for greater autonomy. The unrest is being reported as the worst in 7 years, with as many as 7,000 people gathered and 28 deaths.
Tunisian police used tear gas and batons to disperse a small group of protesters calling for the government to resign. The demonstration began after the former regime's interior minister, Farhat Raji, made comments on a radio program that raised concerns about the current government being controlled by the old regime.
Amnesty International reports the number of Chinese activists being detained after speaking out against government policies and actions continues to grow, including human rights lawyer Li Xiangbing and former magazine journalist Zhang Jialong, both of whom have gone missing in the past few days after encounters with Beijing police.
In Yemen, hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated Friday, releasing thousands of balloons to blow over President Ali Abdullah Saleh's official residence with messages saying that he should leave.
Lawyers representing five Bahrainis filed a lawsuit at the International Criminal Court in Belgium on Friday, accusing the regime of using torture and repressing citizens who are marching for human rights and democratic representation, as video footage emerges of Bahraini security forces setting an activist's house on fire by shooting at it with inflammatory tear gas.
Syrian troops backed by tanks stormed the city of Banias Saturday in their latest efforts to quell protesters' demands for reform, shutting off communication and electricity, and positioning gunboats off the shore of the coastal city.
European Union members on Friday had agreed to impose sanctions on 14 Syrian officials involved in the violent suppression of protesters by freezing all their assets and banning them from any form of travel within the European Union. The move, which also includes an arms embargo against the country, was welcomed by the UK's Foreign Secretary William Hague, who stated, "The EU is sending a clear message that we will act against those who brutalize peaceful protesters and seek to repress their legitimate aspirations for reform." With deep sadness for the loss of life, we pray for all discord among the world's citizens to cease, so that peace may reign across all lands as people everywhere decide to live side by side in shared freedom, dignity, and respect.
Four die in Japan after eating beef. Officials have reported four fatalities thus far, with at least 20 others ill, some critically, after the persons consumed raw beef at several locations of a restaurant chain in Japan. Two of those who perished were children, both just 6 years old, after being infected with the deadly O111 strain of E. coli bacteria from the contaminated meat. The similarly fatal O157 strain has also been detected in meat that was consumed in several of the other cases. Our sincere condolences to the loved ones of those who have tragically perished, and our prayers for those who have fallen ill. In heaven's grace, may we protect our treasured family, friends, and ourselves from such suffering and loss by switching to the safe and humane vegan lifestyle.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk. Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US dollars spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast president, officially inaugurated. On Friday, May 6th, Alassane Ouattara took the oath of office as president in a ceremony attended by dignitaries and presided over by Constitutional Council President Paul Yao Indre, affirming the nation's emerging stability and the importance of moving forward together. President Ouattara stated, "It is the beginning of a new era of reconciliation for all the sons and daughters of our dear Ivory Coast. We respectfully congratulate Your Excellency on your official new term in office. May heaven bless your leadership and the people of Cote d'Ivoire with blossoming prosperity and peace."
Save our planet. On the country's side of the Danube River, the Bulgarian government imposes a one-year ban on the catching of sturgeon, a critically endangered fish facing extinction from overfishing for its eggs consumed by humans as caviar.
Save our planet. Firefighting officials in Montana, USA warn of unpredictable blazes in regions where climate change has caused trees to perish from mountain pine beetles, with fires spreading much more rapidly and unpredictably, resulting in increased danger to firefighters as well as residents.
Warning news. With 6 cases of foodborne infection linked to the consumption of duck eggs in Ireland in recent months, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland, or FSAI, is investigating the continued outbreaks of salmonella, which causes symptoms such as stomach cramps, vomiting, fever, and can be ultimately fatal.
Hello, I'm Bella the Zebra, and this is my handsome husband, Hippie.
We're dedicated vegans.
Today we have a tip to help you remember where you parked your car in a big lot or when visiting a busy area.
If your mobile phone has a camera, you can take a picture of immovable markers like a sign or the number of the row near your car. Then check out the photo when it's time to find your vehicle.
A big thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for tuning in.
Now the weather around the globe.
good governance news. Women in Nepal joined together to support justice in their communities. Village paralegal committees were established by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, in 1999. Their main focus is protecting the rights of children and women. There are now 644 such groups in 23 districts of the country. Each unit typically consists of 13 to 15 volunteers, who are given basic legal training and are helped by lawyers and social activists. UNICEF has found the committees to be effective and plans to expand the project to reach the 75 districts of the nation by 2013. Our sincere gratitude, United Nations Children's Fund, and gracious Nepalese women, for your dedicated efforts. With heaven's blessings, may all people live in happiness, security, and love.
In health news, music and laughter can help lower blood pressure. In a study by Osaka University of Japan, 79 participants aged 40 to 74 took part once every 2 weeks in 1 hour of laughter yoga programs and listening to music they enjoy. After 3 months, it was found that the systolic blood pressure of individuals in this group had decreased by an average of 5 to 6 points. Our thankfulness, Osaka University researchers, for highlighting one of the benefits of music and merriment. May all people discover the life-enhancing ways to achieve vibrant well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, canine Floyd Henry communicates his medical insight. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more thoughtful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In animal news, canine Floyd Henry provides an early detection of breast cancer. 3 years ago, sensitive Floyd Henry repeatedly pawed at a specific spot on the right breast of caregiver Miss Carol Witcher of Atlanta, the United States. The perceptive dog also made direct eye contact with Miss Witcher, which she felt was his attempt to communicate that there was a problem there. Miss Witcher then sought medical help, and cancer was found on exactly that spot. Due to early detection and treatment, Miss Witcher is now cancer-free. About Floyd Henry's intervention, she said, "I'm here today, I know, because of the grace of God and that dog." A standing ovation, Floyd Henry, for your wonderful abilities and care of your good friend. We are delighted to hear you are fine, Miss Carol Witcher. May the two of you have many more joyous years together, sharing precious love messages with God's blessings.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Heaven and Earth.
Johnny said to Joe, "I would move heaven and earth to break my 100th score in the golf course." So Joe said, "Try moving heaven. You have already moved plenty of earth today."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Veganism, the Way to Peace, which can also be accessed in our online archives. This compilation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures clearly sheds light on the need for humanity to adopt the compassionate diet to save our precious earth, animal friends, and noble selves.
Such a good program. We need it to be seen all over the world. Thanks for the subtitles. A great detail. Viewer from Spain.
Supportive viewer, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has so clearly explained every aspect of why the plant-based diet is the only life-protecting course for humanity now. We too pray that people around the world get to hear and heed her wise words. May heaven bless you and all the kind-hearted people of Spain.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say farewell, which means goodbye in Norwegian.
May your heart and soul be graced by the wisdom and benevolence of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a visit to the U.S., His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales meets with President Barack Obama and also gives the keynote address at a Washington, D.C. conference on the future of food, where he receives a standing ovation for his calls to farm more sustainably and protect the environment.
Splendid Central Plains, a digital art piece and the world's largest panoramic painting measuring 170 meters by 20 meters in height with scenes of central China's Hainan province, is unveiled in the capital Zhengzhou after receiving certification from Guinness World Records.
To help stabilize the Eurozone and the Portuguese economy, the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, approve a three-year 78 million euro loan to Portugal.
Turkey's government initiates a restoration project for the ancient Armenian Ani Cathedral and the Church of the Holy Savior to protect this world cultural heritage site and as a gesture of respect and reconciliation towards its Armenian neighbor.
John Davis, manager of the International Vegetarian Union, writes of the encouraging rise in veg popularity worldwide, citing at least 9 international events in 2010 across several continents, including the first ever veg congresses in East Africa and the Middle East.
The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announces the creation of a nursing network that will enable representatives of the 30 worldwide Red Cross, Red Crescent nursing and midwifery colleges to meet for the first time to establish closer ties and collaboration.
Thousands of people joyfully march and dance in Sao Paulo following a unanimous ruling by Brazilian Supreme Court justices that same-gender civil unions are legal, giving equal rights to the marriages of gay couples.
Britain James Priest is appointed head gardener to maintain the acclaimed gardens originally designed and created by French Impressionist Claude Monet at his Giverny home in Normandy, France.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.